So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So in this video, let's talk to you about the amount of knowledge that you've got, the amount of knowledge that you think you need, and let's just compare that to the amount of action that you're currently taking or the amount of action that you think you need to take in order to get the result that you want. So on that basis then, most people, and myself included, I constantly keep thinking I need more knowledge. Constantly. I can't help it. It's just who I am. I just want more knowledge. If I only had this bit of knowledge, then life would be this. And if only I could understand this, then life would be this. And that's just not how it works. The way it works is you get a bit of knowledge, you implement it. You see how that goes? And you go, okay, I need this bit of knowledge to take it a bit further. Whereas most people don't do that. Most people get a bit of knowledge, and then we get a bit of knowledge next to that, and then a bit of knowledge next to that. And they're moving laterally, not forwards. And this is the key. Let me do that again. They're moving laterally and not forwards, because I can do it. I can have a big finger pointed at the camera. So this is what it's about for you, is stop reading all these goddamn books. Stop listening to podcasts. Stop watching videos. Not mine, obviously. You need to keep watching mine because they're amazing. And hit that subscribe button too, by the way, just so you can see more of my stuff. But start allocating time to the implementation of the knowledge that you've just got. So like I read before I go to bed, before I go to sleep, I should say. I'm always reading, and I like sci-fi, I like alien contact stuff, and I like business. I like to mix all that stuff up. I have no idea why, I just do. But that stuff, if I'm learning the business and then I'm not having a way to implement what I've just learned, the knowledge is useless. Let me say it again. If I'm not implementing what I've learned, the knowledge is irrelevant. It's useless. I don't need the knowledge. If I've just got one really good strategy of making money, and that's all I do, and it's a good strategy, and it works, why would I go off and learn 28 different other ways of making money? Now, there's a caveat to this, and I'm the epitome of this caveat. I get really bored really fast, okay? So I've got to have all these different fingers in different pies. I've got to do all this different stuff. I just can't sit still, as you can tell. My arms are all over the place. I love doing that stuff. I love a challenge. I love learning Forex, because it's so goddamn hard 10 years later of trying to learn Forex and implement it. But I learn, and then I implement, and then I work out what I've got wrong, and I'm constantly changing it. And by the way, I get a lot wrong. Still to this day, I still get stuff wrong. That's fine. It's not a problem. As long as you're learning from it and you're adapting from the learnings that you've got from those mistakes, we call that behavioral flexibility, then that's awesome. That's exactly what you should be doing too. But stop getting knowledge for knowledge's sake. I was very proud back in the UK of my bookshelves. We never brought the bookshelves with us. They were too heavy. You know, some of the books I'd not read for 10 years. So we just let them go. We gave them away to a book charity shop, basically, and they sold them for 50 pence ago or whatever. But, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of pounds worth of books, and they're selling them for a couple of 20 pence. Do you know what I mean? But it was like, we go out, we buy the next book, and then we read it. And then we go out and buy the next book, and we read that. And then the next book, and we read that. And I'm like, what about all these other books? Does that make all these other books inconsequential? Why are you not going back to the books you've already got? Before you read your new book or buy a new book, why not go back to book number one and go through it? Write down everything that you should be doing out of that book, and then spend a week implementing it. Then you go on to the next book. Maybe not a week, but you write down three or four things out of that book that you should be doing. Now you're starting to create some form of a manual that this is all the stuff that you need to be doing in your life. And of course, you're never going to have enough time to implement all this. So some of it you need to outsource to other experts, maybe marketing experts like us. It's definitely something that we're doing for a lot of clients right now in funnel creation and design and all of that kind of things, working very well for them. But you can outsource some of that stuff. And some of the stuff is for you. Time management, giving tasks to people and chasing up that have been done. That stuff. So you're turning into a more of a manager rather than a doer. Because when you first start on this journey, this business journey, we're all reading how-to books. And we've got to get you off reading how-to books. Because if you want to be a search engine optimization expert in your photography business, you should be reading books on photography, not SEO. Yeah, hand out the SEO to somebody who's good at it and knows what they're doing, doesn't have to do 10 years of part-time learning to get good at it, then you get those results much, much quicker. I know there's an issue with trusting these kind of companies and so on. But There's no point in you reading all these books. This is exactly what I used to do. And I'm very good at SEO, but I don't do it myself anymore. That's crazy. I'd pay someone else to do it because that's all they do. They eat, live, sleep, drink, breathe it. SEO, that's all they ever do. They're going to be infinitely more experienced and knowledgeable than I am because they've got that experience, as long as they have that experience. So, point I'm trying to make in this video is, it's not knowledge for knowledge's sake, it's knowledge for implementation's sake. Hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.